Turning to sports now, Major League Baseball's opening day is Sunday, and that means that spring training's winding down. Now, spring training's got some big-time fans. They go to Arizona and Florida to see players who may never make it to the majors. Casey Kuhn from Here and Now contributor KJZZ found that at spring training, some of the biggest fans are in the press box.
This afternoon's Cactus League baseball game features the Kansas City Royals and your Seattle Mariners.
Kevin Derryberry kicks off a spring training game from the press box at the Peoria Sports Complex just outside Phoenix. As the backup public address announcer, he gets there a few hours before the first pitch.
Yeah, kind of one of the first things you always do is just see what kind of pronunciation challenges you could foresee.
Derryberry says some teams are better than others with pronouncer lists. He lets me have a crack at one particularly difficult Mariners pitcher name.
Guapi Maykole.
Okay.
Maykole Guapi.
Somewhat close. It's actually Michael Guipe.
Not close.
In my defense, his name is spelled M-A-Y-C-K-O-L. And getting the players' names right is just one challenge, Derryberry says, comes with the job of announcing spring training games. Jim Vreeke, the more seasoned announcer here, started volunteering at the complex as a parking lot attendant. When management found out he had worked in radio in Seattle before retiring to the Phoenix area, they tapped Vreeke to announce a game after the main guy got sick.
It was a quick learning experience, but I loved it. It was fun. I'm a baseball fan. Could it be any better than anything like this?
That was more than 10 years ago, and he says the toughest part of announcing still is staying ahead of the player changes in a spring training game.
And I always wondered, why doesn't the guy announce that there's a new third baseman, a new second baseman? Well, then I found out why, because wham, you're doing some commercials, and there's eight changes, and the batter's coming to the batter's box, so there's no time to really get that in.
Vreeke's love of baseball started like many baseball fans do, as part of a family tradition.
My dad was a Cub fan. I grew up in the Midwest. And I remember he'd get his Gettleman beer and go on the porch after supper, as they call it in the Midwest. And we'd listen to the Cub games. And that's how, and he'd keep score. He taught me how to keep score, and I was a baseball fan ever since. And I always think of when I'm at the booth, boy, if my dad had an opportunity to just come to spring training and see something like this.
10 miles down the road in a press box at Camelback Ranch Stadium, Jeff Scott rattles off announcements telling the crowd where they're allowed to smoke and to watch out for foul balls. Scott's day job is a news director at a local radio network. He's also announced NBA games and says baseball is less play-by-play and more setup.
In football and basketball, you're announcing the outcome of each and every play. In baseball, it's more a series of introductions. You know, you're getting paid to sound like the voice of God, so you have to do your best to try to make sure you fill that role.
He always looks forward to the annual gig.
It's a great atmosphere, and they're the same people back here year after year, and they become like your camp friends. If you went to summer camp every year, you'd have your school friends and your camp friends. These are my camp friends.
Those camp friends are what he says makes spring training in Arizona such a special occasion.
It's baseball, and baseball is American, and then Cactus League is Arizona, and all of it adds up to one big social party, and that's just continuing to increase each year.
A social party hosted and narrated by PA announcers like Scott, Vreeke, and Derryberry.
Number 44, Taiwan Walker.
For Here and Now, I'm Casey Kuhn.